Hi, this is Lauren Evans for the Finance News. Let's take a look at the companies that are reporting this morning. WiseTech Global delivered a robust financial performance for the 6 months ending December 31, after its net profit after tax soared over 70% to $77.4 million. Their software company's revenue rose 18% to $281 million, and EBITDA jumped over 50% to $137.7 million. Revenue growth was mainly driven by increased market penetration and customer usage, particularly from its CargoWise platform. However, COVID-19 did result in congestion, labour shortages and higher freight rates. WiseTech declared an interim dividend of 4.75 cents per share, up 76% from a year ago, and will be paid in April. Shares are trading 0.7% higher at $43.10. Domino's Pizza posted its half-year results for the 27 weeks ending January 2. The pizza chain's revenue lifted just over 10% to $1.2 billion, while net profit after tax fell nearly 7% to $89 million and EBITDA fell 2.5% to $213 million. Domino's earnings were heavily impacted by temporary store closures and staff shortages from COVID-19. The company will pay an interim dividend of 88.4 cents per share in March. Shares are trading 11.7% lower at $88.49. Woolworths posted its half-year results for the 27 weeks ending January 2, saying it was one of the most challenging halves it had experienced. The supermarket giant's revenue lifted 8% to nearly $32 billion. Net profit declined 6.5% to $795 million, and earnings before interest and taxes was down 11% to $1.38 billion. Supply chain issues, staff shortages, and higher COVID-19 related costs all weighed on the company's earnings. An interim dividend of 39 cents per share was declared. Shares are trading 1.6% higher at $35.76.